And you are listening to us this morning at 91.5 FM at Esther's Inn in Prince George. Amy Bezpojasny was in tears after trying to celebrate her 39th birthday in Prince George. She was turned away from that hotel and told it's because she's a local. Amy joins me this morning with the story. Hi, Amy.
Hi, good morning.
So what happened?
It was my birthday, and me and my kids thought it might be fun to have a mini getaway, a staycation, as people call it, and we booked a room on over the phone. And when we showed up down at the front desk, I was asked by a fellow why I wanted to stay, and I told him it was my birthday, and I just wanted to celebrate with my kids and have a nice dinner, a relaxing night, and like we've always done. We've stayed there many, many times before since I was a kid. And he said right away, let me get my manager. And
what's going through your mind while he goes to get the manager?
Well, I didn't know. He didn't. The fellow behind the desk did not look happy, and so I knew something was up. And he went to get the manager. Manager came over right away and said, pretty much just asked me to leave. So.
And what was his reason for that?
In his words, he said, "You locals," he said, "you come here, you drink beer," he said, "you party, and I have to call the cops. So if you're local, you need to leave."
And you're standing there with your kids. Yeah. What did you say?
Yeah, with my kids. I said, you know, I've already called in, booked the room ahead. I've provided a credit card. I have cash. There's no issues. And I said, I'm not here to party. I'm just here to spend a relaxing evening with my kids, as we've done time and time before when there was different management. And he just cut me off and said no, and pointed to the door and said, "You are local. You need to leave."
And you left.
And I left in tears and embarrassed, because there was other hotel patrons standing there listening to everything, and I'm assuming from out of town. They couldn't be locals because we weren't allowed there at that point. So it was thoroughly embarrassing, and embarrassing for my children too.
And what happened next?
Well, you know, I spent the day kind of just thinking on it, and not really sure where to take it, but it didn't sit well with me. I'm an advocate by profession, and
what do you mean you're an advocate?
I'm an advocate. I have worked with developmental disabilities for 17 years prior, and for the last 3 years, I'm an advocate for the homeless.
Okay.
And for housing, helping find housing, and you know,
so you've encountered this before, but from the other side of the desk.
From the other side, yes, absolutely. And so I just couldn't sit there and let this happen. I just knew it was not right.
And so you shared the story on social media. Why do that?
I posted it to one page. It's a local site, and the first place that I posted it, it's a site. It's called Hell Yeah PG. And that's where they say, you know, awesome things. That I'm a part of that page. I love Prince George. This is my community. I'm proud. I work hard. Along with the rest of the community, you know, and taking pride in where we live. And so I'm a part of this page. It's called Hell Yeah Prince George. And I posted it there. It took off right away, but then it was taken down. And I can understand, because it's more of a negative story, I guess. And then, so someone else recommended another page, and it's called WTF Prince George, and I posted it there, and it just exploded.
Yeah, this story really has exploded. Have others in Prince George shared similar stories about their experiences there?
They have, yes. I've been flooded with messages from people with similar experiences. So many, I can barely keep up with it. My phone has just completely exploded with this. Well, I've been on the phone for days.
Well, I'm glad you made some time for us this morning. We're about to hear from hotel management, but in about 30 seconds here, can you tell me what it would take to make this right again, to compel you to stay at Esther's Inn again?
Well, I would just hope that they would admit that this is this has been a policy of theirs, and they keep denying it, and it's really offended a whole lot of people in Prince George, and that's, it's so simple, you know. That's what they need to do: admit what they did and fix the problem. That's the only thing I want.
We'll keep on we'll continue to follow this story. Amy, thanks for sharing it with me today.
Okay, thank you so much.
Amy Bezpoyazny lives in Prince George. And since we started looking into this story, we did hear from a number of other Prince George residents who said they've been turned away from Esther's Inn because they are locals as well. So our associate producer, Andrew Curietta, called the hotel to find out if he could book a stay. The person who answered the phone told him it would be possible, but because he lived in town, he would need a credit card and approval from management. He was told this is because the hotel has had issues with locals booking a stay and trashing their rooms. And Andrew Curietta then called a number of other major hotels in the city. None of them had any policies applying to locals. And finally, he did speak to the general manager at Esther's Inn, Jesse Park. Here's part of that conversation.
We are all PG people. That includes myself and my employees and all the guests, right? And sometimes they refuse to stay in my hotel. I need to know why and how and it happened so I can deal with the staff and know why that happened.
So is it like, can you confirm that there is a policy that, though, if you are from Prince George, you need to tell them why you're staying there?
No, it is true. I'm not going to lie to that. And as I said, okay, other hotels has different way to run the business. And that's because...
And is that for locals only or is that for everybody?
I'm not saying it's the locals only. We do have some list. You need to get approval. And it could be anywhere from a company. It's about the family. It could be something. But we have a number of managers, and it is manager's discretion whether they do have right to turn it down, the business or not. Not only the PG people, that includes any other corporation or any travelers, anybody.
But so they shouldn't be, I mean, basically, as your policy goes, shouldn't be telling people that there's a policy of no locals. There's no such policy.
There's no such a policy exists. Yeah. Yeah. But it's just, as I said, I'm not going to lie to this. We do have practice, and it's been just more be careful of what we're taking. And my other manager, who actually personally dealt with her, already called her and apologized, and then he admitted that he made a mistake. And then the whole company is ready to finalize the investigation. And then we're going to deal with the guest, and then we're going to take from there.
That's the general manager of Esther's Inn in Prince George, Jesse Park. He says locals are welcome to stay, but confirms management will sometimes turn individuals away at their own discretion. And he says he is investigating incidents where people say they have been told locals are not allowed to stay at the hotel. We will continue to follow this story.